Step forward. He's one of our elders, and he prepared something for us today. Pray for you, Lord Father. Thank you that you put your spirit on Anna to help him preparing this service. That it's important for this congregation. Please bless him, Lord. Set him free. So can he be co-dependent on you? Do you please, Lord, would you like to open our would you please open our ears, Lord, and our heart, and we can share what we hear with the others. In Jesus' name, amen. So, who amongst you speaks about their soul? Why do you speak to your own soul? So, it is your desire that your soul to be changed. That we... Hey, do you have papers or something? you don't have papers or anything?
No, what papers?
No, he told him, he waved across and said you should have some papers ready or something.
Nee, ik heb geen papier.
Nee, ik ook niet. Okay, it will be we improvise. Okay. So... Hebrew 12. Hebrew 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and sins that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose your heart. All right. So that we can hold on. In the beginning of the verse, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. What cloud of witnesses? But you can listen to it. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, what uncertain and what we do not see. This is what we because of this faith, the elders got a good testimony. And by this faith, we see that the world is created by the word. So the things that we seen was not made out of what was visible. God spoke and there was. In verse 4, it goes about Cain. It is written that he was a righteous man. Well, my Bible says Abel, actually, but verse 5, Henoch was taken from his life because he walked with God. So, show your goddess to God. So, in the days of Noah, there was no rain. The dew came up and gave all the water that was needed for the plants. But he was commanded to build a great ship. He built for 90 years. So, that's faith. So, later it is written, verse after verse, person after person, Abel, Abraham, Moses, Korach, Jonathan and David, Saul, I don't think Saul actually, but the prophets. So, they showed the world they were with God, and consequences happened. So the writer continues and mentions some others like Gideon. And these men have conquered kingdoms by their faith, put justice in practice, received promises of God, and closed the jaws of lions. They survived the sharp blade of the sword. In the Lord, they overcome their weaknesses. They become powerful, and they defeated great armies. And women have received their loved ones back from death itself. So, if you follow God, not everybody is happy. But it is even written further. Other were suffered. And others. They were put to the death by stone, cut into pieces, brought into temptation. They had to endure walking around in goat sheeps and had to flee, were oppressed and abused. The world meant nothing to them. They wandered around in shunned places and stayed on mountains and caves and cavities in the earth. I read this for a balanced, to give you all a balanced image and to go.
I have it in Dutch, man. Hey, do you want to read it in Dutch? Maybe, I don't know if that's easy.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So these heroes of faith, they showed it to us. If you want to follow Jesus, you receive a lot. Things will happen to you that you cannot even imagine. but there will be a great time of hardness also in the persecution. But it is also written in the Bible, we are more than conquerors. Who does not wish to be a great conqueror? So, if you want to receive all these beautiful things for the Lord, you have to repent, of course, and have to show the world that you want to follow Jesus. And so, if Jesus accepts you as you are, you should trust him with your love. And if the Lord loves you, he can change you. He can truly change you into the image. And if you it's truly your desire to let the Lord use you in your life, he can certainly change you, give guidance to your life and help you. Have you really given everything to the Lord? Have you given your thoughts? Maybe thoughts that you have when you are at your work. Have you given the Lord your desires, your vocation, with your power and your finances and your desire of a good career? You know? Do you want to do what you like, or do you wish to give your education to the Lord? It is, there is so much to give the Lord. But think of the blessings that you will receive. Sometimes we are easily distracted. And how much do you let the Lord decide your finances? We'll not go into further into this. But it is written in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not trust your own insights. Know the Lord in all your ways. And he will straighten your path. It is written so clearly, do not trust on your own thoughts, but trust in the Lord. Even maybe if you are brilliant in one way or the other, or you're gifted, the Lord always knows better. And we have to trust in the living word, Jesus Christ, Son of God. And if God says A, it's A. If A, it's A. And if he says B, it's B. Trust in the Lord. That's of course a challenge. And in the New Testament it's also in Matthew 6 verse 6. Know your position in Christ. But are you sure in who you are in Christ? Are you a friend of Christ, a slave of Christ, a child of Christ? Are you a child of the God? Who are you? If you don't know the answer, if you have doubts, please look for help. We have aftercare and others that can help. It's not your soul or your head or even your flesh that determines who you are. It is the Lord Christ, And the Lord, ask the Lord to reveal you how he truly sees you. And of course, it's you have to read the Bible, pray. Everybody knows the song. Eat your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. And in this prayer, the Jesus says, but when you pray, go to your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father. Father, and the Father that sees in the hidden shall hear you or hear you out or help you out in public. You know, the Lord will show you who is for you. But after, because of besides prayer and reading the Bible, there is education in the congregation. You have the discipleship training, faith rises. We have books and other courses that are to come. There are so many books. But you have to look for the Lord, you know. And don't do it alone. There are so many people around us. There are our people here that know about the Lord and can help you. It is so important to know that you are saved. You know, that you know who you are in Jesus Christ. We have to put the steps, you know. You have to know the Lord, you know, before you are able to step out of the boat and to really get help, you know. We have the Holy Spirit in Philippians 1, verse 19. It is called the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you know, Himself. The same Spirit, if you have about the Trinity, you know, the God sent out the Holy Spirit, to the Spirit of Jesus, to live in our heart. It's so beautiful. So God does not wait, you know. God can use you, wants to use you. If you told the Lord, I wish to follow you, you know, the Lord will start his work in you. He will be able to use you, you know. It doesn't matter what situation you are in school or exams, or maybe you have struggles in the job, or maybe it's going great, you know. And the Lord can use that too. And the Lord wishes to recreate you in His image, you know. And if God calls you, you cannot go. So there's a song by Hammond Bohm. If God calls you, you cannot sit. If God calls you, you cannot stand. You cannot stay sitting. If God calls you, you have to go with that banana. You know? And if you know the Lord, you know, voluntarily and with passion. So we have received a great great command, you know. Spread out the gospel in the gospel of the kingdom of God, and make the people to my disciples, you know. And we have to reveal our true colors. We have to let the world know that we are Christians, so that we can, you know, we have to show it to ourselves, you know. We have to convince ourselves that we want to follow the Lord. And the Lord created us, you know, you. With your strength and your abilities and your character. And it is His desire to use you as you are. So, of course, you tell the Lord, you know, I want to follow you. Tell me, what do you want me to do?
You know?
You know, and if you catch yourself sinning again, you know, you have to tell yourself or maybe the other people around you, I want to follow the Lord, you know, I don't want to sin. Maybe you tell to the people at your work or your friends or whatever. Do they even know that you are a Christian? So if you follow the colors of Jesus, you know, follow His flag, you know, who is leading then? Who leads, you know? Who is the head of the congregation? Who of God Himself? You know, if you truly decide the Lord. You have truly to put your little ship under the colors of the Lord, you know, and go where He wants you to go. You know, you have to think about how you act on people, you know, how you treat people. If it's truly your desire to follow the Lord, you can. Everybody knows. Everybody knows what's written in the Bible. And when I was working at the hospital, and I, in my teenage years, I was praying a little bit. I ate, and I went back to work. And one time I missed it, and 5 people came up and told me, did you have a relapse? Did you have slide back? You know, the people look upon you, you know. They know that you are a Christian. You know? So if the people are always looking, they should know that the Lord is real, you know. And we can tell them. And who motivates you? Do you motivate yourself? Maybe a teacher, a girlfriend, a wife? Maybe a husband? You know, people around you, they influence you and motivate you in what you do, how you want to be. Whose opinion is the most important to you? No, it has to be Jesus, of course. That's the answer. That's the right answer. You know, God gives everlasting life. And are you a child of God? Do you follow Him? And He is your motivator. It really helps, step by step. He's always there, you know. I will take care of that. Is it easy being Christian? No. You know? Remember Hebrew 11, you know, the terrible things that happens to the early holies, and of course still. And even then, imagine that some of those men did not have the Spirit of the Lord, but they knew that God spoke the truth. And Moses had to wait 90 years. Abraham had a promise and a commandment to leave
to leave his Ur, you know, his people. But I did. And it's of course our desire that that the Lord, you know, at last when we are with him, that we will say, oh friend, there you are, come here with me, come and enjoy eternity to eternity, everlasting rest, you know, with me. And in Matthew 5-25 it is written about a great ruler that comes back from a great journey and said to a good servant, ah, good servant, well done. You were faithful in a little, and now I'll give you a lot. Go in the peace of the Lord. And the Lord is, of course, the righteous one. He is love himself, filled with truth and powerful and righteousness. The Lord can't fix everything. And when let the Lord surprise us and follow him. If you show your colors to the Lord, you have to be obedient, of course.
No.
You have to do what the Lord wants. That you walk like the Jesus walked. That you listen to the Holy Spirit. That you pray in silence and a lot, of course, with the Lord close to you. And here we pray in the church and we sing and we dance. But you know that we are here for you and the city with our prayers. And sometimes, you know, it is, you are at home and you read the Bible and you pray, maybe you sing or you listen to a Christian song.
But
you long for your desires. You long for answers, of course. Maybe you can fast or what. You do what the Lord wants you to do, and you go to your work.
Jesus.
You know, and if they ask you about the Lord, you know, you just should tell the people that you are a Christian. Show your colors. Even if it is exciting. There are things that we have to do, of course. We know the Lord. And we chose him. He's our God. He loves us. And if you love each other, you have to grow. I don't know. So what do? You hang out with each other. You know, you hang out with each other. You talk to each other. It's not so difficult. And of course, in relationships, you have to make compromises. And of course, you have to share things about yourself. But it's easy, you know. You hear the heart beating or pounding. It's like that, you know, if you do search the Lord more, and you walk in him more, you know, it will be, you will experience more and more of the love of Jesus, you know, and it will be easy to follow his way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read in the Bible about the love of God. And the Lord decides what is the right step. And we just have to do. Trust him in that. And it's maybe you relapsed or had a slide back in faith. The Lord will always be there for you.
Yeah.
Following the Lord. Yeah. What did you do this weekend? Not so much. Or you can say, oh well, I went to church.
You
met some new people.
Yeah.
What will your colleagues say? Maybe they think you're strange or whatever. You know? Show your colors to the world, you know? Maybe you can share a little bit about the life you lead to the Lord.
You know?
Talk about it, and maybe other people would like to have too, you know? It was very nice. So, who amongst us does that in school, at work? The Lord motivates us. Remember that if you made your choice for the Lord, you choose for the Lord, you made your choice for the Lord, well, then you have to do what he says. You know, and if you are friends with him, you know what he wants from you.
And
if he is your father, you know, you get to trust of the Lord, of course. So how well do you follow the path of the Lord, you know? How well do you follow his will? That's you can lie, but with a good reason, you know? Maybe... what do you think about abortion, euthanasy, free sex, or the LHBT movement?
No,
it is written in the Dutch law that no one can put anything upon you what you don't want, you know? But how do you act on it, you know? All this freedom of choice.
Yeah.
What do you do when it's asked about your opinion? It's difficult. It's not easy. Of course, if we talk to people, we never try to hurt anybody. But at least that is what I do, you know. But what does the Lord say, you know? And do you suffer for the Lord in difficult circumstances? What do you do with your children? The easy... So, the Lord created heaven and earth, created men, women and women, men and women, you know? That's how it is.
But now you have little children. And, the little girls are walking in the high heels of mama. And your son also likes it, you know, and wants to play along and walks in these high heels of your wife. Or do you say, you know, do you want to give those shoes here and here the shoes from daddy, you know? Or do you, it is maybe strange that I talk about this. But in what kind of identity do you acknowledge? What kind of identity do you acknowledge? Kind of identity do you teach your children? You know, the identity of the world, the teaching of the world. Or do you? You know, what do you do? If you, what do you do if the teacher in your class tells your little son of five, you know, oh, I don't know if you are a boy or a girl yet, but we're going to find out. So what? How are you going to act on that? You or God or maybe the world? That's, you know, just a small example what could happen. You know, show the people that you are responsible for the way of the Lord. Now we have talked about acting on the path of the Lord. So now I have, you know, a few assignments. Who among you never ever made a choice for the Lord? But you can just lift up your hand or whatever. You know, you don't have to step forward. You know, just show your colors. Maybe it's difficult, you know, in the church. Not nice question. You know, you can talk to the aftercare people. The Lord brought you here today, you know, to learn about Jesus and to talk to people about who he is. And everybody else, you know, you could all just stand a little bit, you know. Everybody that chose, made his choice. And of course, the people that can't stand can sit, you know. The girl in the wheelchair. Sucks. So, so if you have doubts about the Lord, you know, just sit. So everybody keep standing, that's good. Are you prepared for the Lord? So some are prepared, I guess. Everybody else can sit down. You were not prepared. So we are prepared and show our true colors. Who can share the gospel with one of the colleagues in 2 or 3 minutes? Who has this knowledge prepared, you know, for everybody? Everybody has a different is there somebody that is here that wants to share the gospel with us in 2 minutes? No, nobody. You know, 2 minutes is
difficult, but you can teach, you know, it can be learned. You know, that's of course an assignment for you. You can all sit now. You know, in your own words, you have to write down the gospel. So, if you have like a half an A4 paper, you can just, in your own words, tell people about the gospel, you know. And who knows, maybe it will reach somebody, or, you know, give the faith to somebody, you know. It can be done in 2 minutes. And if you really did this and prepared this, then you have to step out. And maybe you go to the Jesus Today app. They will help you. Maybe you can... No, they're working on a project. They're going to make a movie. You know, just people in 2 minutes sharing the gospel. And then you're going to reach out to people. And then you give them the card with the QR code, the link. And they can watch the movie about you. And others, I guess, that... share the gospel in 2 minutes, and then you can talk to them later if they watched it, yes or no. You have an opening. Of course, there are more links on the website, you know, and it's an individual challenge for everybody. Maybe a couple of people, we can watch their video, you know, the small 2 minutes gospel video, congregation-wide. I also have an assignment, show the goodness of God to somebody you don't know. Stephen Schreuberder wrote a book, and it was an essential. The goodness of God leads to dependability. You know, he had a small congregation, and you know, so the man that wrote this book was in a small church, and they just started up thinking ideas of things, good things to do. You know, they were brainstorming, and maybe we can after we did something good, we can give them a little card. We did this good thing in the name of God and Jesus. You know. And maybe put on the website of the congregation. So they did that. They cleaned the toilets. They put coins in the parking meters. They cleaned windows. They helped elderly and stoplights. And they gave this card. Hello. This card of goodness in the name of Jesus. And after a year, there were a few new people, but not so many. But then 3 years later, after persevering in this kindness for 3 years, there were guys that had a lot of cards, you know, because they had a lot of parking meters filled by this church. But they came in hard times, and they just thought, ach, maybe I go to this church, you know? And they started talking. And I said, I don't know about your problems, another. I said, but maybe these guys, they know. So this man in trouble, they called this pastor. And so they both came. So it cost it a long time, years. But there came breakthroughs. And in 4 or 5 years, there were thousands of people in this church, you know? And then the other congregation complained, you know, but the QR codes were also added to the card, you know, just... So it is a mission, you know, show someone the goodness of God and maybe tell them about it, you know, maybe think about it. What can we do? What can I do? How can we finance this? How can we act on this assignment of ours in your own surroundings, you know, your own environment, maybe your work or your school. Maybe you go to drink coffee with your neighbors or tell them about the goodness of God, you know. So it's like a challenge, a congregation-wide challenge, you know. And in Psalm 34, verse 7, it is written, "See and taste how good the Lord is." So let's step out of the boat. Let's all stand, you know, so we can pray on this. Father in heaven, thank you for who you are. Thank you for that you are a great God and wish to be your Father. That we can call you Abba, Lord. That we are your children, Lord. And that is so great, Lord. Thank you for this. Thank you that you know us so well. Lord, we want to thank you for the armaments of the Lord, you know. If we are in hard times, maybe in our work or in a discussion, or we are being distracted easily, maybe we are being attacked in our finances or our friendships, in our health. And I think about the helm of salvation. Think about it, you know. Just think about you and your salvation, Lord. Just put all these bad things away, Lord. And Lord, I want to pray for you. I want to pray to you, Lord. We are standing here, Lord, as an army, Lord. Past year, many of us came forward, Lord, in one service or another to give their hearts to you and to share with you the desire to follow you, Lord, and to listen to you, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, please set us free, Lord, so that we can be in your power and put this good intention into action, Lord, so we can be as a powerhouse, Lord, for you. You know, that you will open doors, Lord. And I want to bless the congregation with freedom to speak, with opportunities to speak, Lord, and with the guts to speak, Lord. So that we know that we desire it from you, Lord, and we look only upon you, Lord, and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.